Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Healthcare Business Women's Association, or the HBA, Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Julie Kelly. I'm not only an HBA volunteer and host for this roundtable discussion, but I'm also the VP of Business Development for Ashfield Healthcare. And for those of you who are new to the HBA is a global nonprofit organization comprised of individuals and organizations from across the healthcare industry committed to achieving gender parity in leadership positions, facilitating career and business connections, and providing effective practices that enable organizations to realize the full potential of their female talent. Our roundtable discussion today on the 2016 Women in the Workplace Study by McKinsey is just one forum to support the HBA mission, and I'm excited to have two long-term HBA volunteer leaders to provide thoughts on this work. Leanna Carey, the Global Market Strategy Lead of Simpler and a co-founder of Women Who Innovate, and Jessica Fenning, the Global Digital Governance Director of AstraZeneca. And in addition to being accomplished leaders in their field, they're also excellent wine colleagues. So welcome, Jessica, and welcome, Leah.
Thank you, Julie.
Yeah. Well, now, before we get started sipping and sharing our thoughts on this work, I wanted to give the audience a brief overview about the McKinsey study. The Women in the Workplace 2016 is a comprehensive study of the state of women in corporate America. The study is part of a long-term partnership between LeanIn.org and McKinsey & Company to give companies the information that they need to promote female leadership and foster gender equality in the workplace. 132 companies employing more than 4.6 million people shared their pipeline data and completed a survey of HR practices. In addition, 34,000 employees completed a survey designed to uncover their attitudes on gender, job satisfaction, ambition, and work-life issues. And this year's findings build on the Women in the Workplace Study 2015 report, as well as similar research conducted by McKinsey & Company in 2012. So let's get this conversation started. And I'll start with Leah. Now, Leah, since the report, the 2016 McKinsey report has been released, it's been widely quoted, referenced, and retweeted. Can you share with us why you think this report seems to be so important?
Sure. Well, first of all, I just want to remind everyone that it is a Women's History Month. And when we think about that, we've only had the right to vote for less than 100 years. So the McKinsey Lean In report and organizations such as Lean In, and now in HBA, we have such a great energy around gender parity. And it's a reminder that individuals and company must focus on gender parity, meaning that change is not going to happen by itself. And this study provides an incredible narrative and a momentum for all of us. For example, they take a look at the corporate environment from 132 companies, their perspective, and two broad themes emerge. One, on average, women are promoted and hired at lower rates than men, so far fewer women become senior leaders. And number two, at more senior levels, we see women shift from the line to staff roles. So very few end up on that path to becoming a CEO. Now, I think those are statistics or those are facts that many of us are aware of. But what this report does, it takes a good hard look, for example, at the ambition gap and people who do more work at home, not just women, but men, they are less likely to take a look at the at moving up. So I always like to quote Lori Cook, when I start talking about gender parity and I'm thinking about the women in leadership, and one point that she always makes is gender parity is not a woman's issue, it's a business issue. And the statistics bear this out. It's bared out in this report, where diversity in the workplaces, those companies are more profitable. So to answer your question and to quote the report, companies committed to gender parity, believe it or not, it's at an all-time high. Now the big question is, how do we get there? And I believe that this report lays out a very nice roadmap that executives can embrace.
Great. Leah, thank you for those comments. And I agree, there's some great benchmark data in here. Remember, we can't accomplish anything without measuring it, and this is a great way to do that, and this roadmap can help support companies in on this gender parity journey to improving overall outcomes and profitabilities of their companies. But Jeff, as a leader from a publicly traded company, what stands out about the report within your context?
You know, when I was reading the report, I've been in pharma for over 30 years, and I've hired many individuals. And what I've noticed is that we put a lot of effort into having a diverse pool for recruitment, but watching that individual and being advocates for those individuals that are hired is important in that first promotion. And that's what was highlighted in the report itself. So when we think of gender parity, maybe we're also locked into thinking and just exclusively looking at C-suite and percentages that make it to C-suite, right? But what I want to do is bring us back to the early part of that pipeline and focus on that next promotion. So when we looked at women's rates, percentages, women lag behind those of men. So for every 100 women promoted, again, in that entry-level manager area, 130 men were promoted. So initially, we're already starting to be behind. So my takeaway is that make sure you pay extra attention to that promotion. That first promotion is critical.
Absolutely. So we're checking all the boxes. We're doing a great job from the onset of bringing in diverse talent. But where we start to fail is when we look at that first promotion, which really starts that trajectory. If I look at some of the percentages of women at different levels in the organization, it falls off considerably. Very interesting. Elliot, what can companies do to make the modern-day work environment more inclusive?
Well, the report does lay out 4 points that on the face of it look like common sense. However, they cite some very provocative statistics that truly get to the core of the gender parity problem. So there are 4 points that they lay out for executives. Make a compelling case for gender parity. Ensure that hiring promotions and reviews are fair. Invest in more employee training. And focus on accountability and results. So when we look at these points, this is all of the things that we've been touting for years. So let's take a look at the first one where it says make a compelling case for gender diversity. 62% of senior leaders say that gender diversity is an important personal priority, but only 28% of employees say that their senior leaders do this on a regular basis. And they also recommend be transparent about your gender parity scorecard. And I know myself, when I can see analytics or outcomes, how are we doing, that impacts me personally in my job. So anyway, the report is fantastic. It lays out why they came up with these particular 4 points.
Right. So, Linda, I look at some of these statistics, and I see only 43% of women think becoming a top executive will significantly and ability to impact the business, compared to 51% of men. So I think those 4 points really support how we can get women over that hump. Maybe they feel they can't make an impact because they don't have the tools, the training, or the support. I think it's a combination of factors that play into why women don't want to get into those top roles. And it's the culture within the company that I think is one of those important factors. So, Jessica, how do you think the healthcare industry compares to other industries where the representation of women at the various levels of management?
You know, I was really intrigued with that. In the report itself, they took the time to divide the major sectors that we are compared to. So in the healthcare one, I was pleasantly actually surprised in the early days, that entry-level position and the management level, 68% and 60% respectively have representation women. But where in healthcare we then start meeting that same attrition rate is at that senior manager transitioning to VP level, and then ultimately at the C-suite, we're in a comparable 24% comparison. And this is across, again, banking, retail, consumer packaged goods, you know, as we compare ourselves. So when I thought of that, I took a step back, and maybe one of that transparent metric we should focus on is looking at that transition between a senior manager director level role to a VP level role and put extra emphasis to keep that pipeline open and to drive, again, that higher C-suite percentage.
Right. That's interesting that you say that, Jessica. I'm looking at some of these statistics. This is very interesting. Why women and men don't want to be a top executive. The one metric that stands out here where it's really different, I don't want the pressure. 32% of the women say they don't want the pressure compared to 21%. And then the other metric that was really different between men and women was it's not consistent with who I am, 15% women, 21% men. So very interesting. It's a mindset, a vision of what the position is, but more importantly, what the women can do, the impact they can make. So I think that's some very, very provocative information in this study. So, Leah, let's switch back to the HBA and some of the initiatives around gender parity. I heard there was a launch this week. Do you want to tell us about that?
We absolutely did have a fantastic launch this week, and we launched a microsite called genderparity.com, and I have to tell you that we had over 2,200 views within the first 36 hours. So we had an incredible amount of speakers at our virtual summit on March 8th. The social media was fantastic. That was led by Jessica, and we had impressions into the millions. So I think we definitely, HBA is an organization, we made our dent. And I think that the thought that investing in gender parity as a business imperative really came through.
Great. Now, Jessica, you're our digital lead here for HBA. Any comments about the site or your vision for how we can evolve the site?
I think it's an incredible opportunity for us to continue that conversation with all of our collaborators that want to be in the space with us to make a difference for it. So I'm really proud of our digital footprint that we started at the beginning of the week, but we are at the beginning stages of the journey of amplifying our voice.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank Jessica and Leah for joining this conversation today. Remember, gender parity is a business issue, everybody, and companies that really take the time to cultivate their talent and provide opportunity at all levels of an organization reap the benefits. So, again, let's thank Jessica and Leah for joining this conversation, and I look forward to speaking with you all again at our next podcast series, which is on transitions, career transitions, where we interview real HBA career journeys with real HBA members, and from there we learn how to better navigate our own careers. So thank everybody. HBA out.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you, Julie.